Several hours later, Kinnear's legs felt about as tired as they'd ever felt. It had been some time since he'd been this deep in the mine, and he'd forgotten how far it was. Or rather, he'd been younger the last time he'd been here, so he hadn't allowed for how much longer it had become in the interim. And it was going to be a great deal longer before they came out on the other side. In fact, it was going to be evening again by the time they could get there. He smiled wearily at the thought, sitting on the edge of the cart, gnawing on the sandwich Thomas had offered him. The bread was thick-sliced, and the meat, cheese, and onions were delicious. He'd have liked a little lettuce as well, but lettuce wasn't something one saw a lot of in Glacier Heart in the winter. He'd considered for years having a greenhouse added to the Archbishop's palace, and he'd always meant to get around to it. Now, though... He'd brushed that thought aside, dug out his watch, and tilted it enough to make out its face in the lantern light. It was always easy to become disconnected from the world's time, down here deep in the earth. With no sight of sun or sky, no contact with weather, it was more difficult to estimate the passing hours than someone who'd never made the attempt might have guessed. At least the mine maintained a constant, unwavering temperature, although he would never have made the mistake of calling it warm, and despite the need to weave their way through the complex pattern of underground passages, they'd made much better time than they would have made into the teeth of the blizzard, howling around the outside of the mountain. Still, they had to reach their destination within the window of time his mysterious letter writer had defined. "We need to move on," he said after swallowing a mouthful of sandwich.
"No doubt."
Thomas handed him a deep mug filled with beer.
"And as soon as you finish that sandwich, its moving on will be."
"I can chew and walk at the same time," Kinnear said mildly,
putting his watch back into his pocket in order to free up his hand and accept the mug.
"For that matter, I can swallow and walk at the same time if I concentrate hard."
"The fact that you can do it isn't to say as how you do it well, Your Eminence,"
his unimpressed henchman responded.
"Now eat."
Kinnear looked at him for a moment, then shook his head, but meekly, meekly, and ate.
"And did stopping to eat put us behind schedule after all, Your Eminence?"
There was only the merest trace of satisfaction, by Fraidman Thomas's standards, in the question, and Kinnear shook his head in resignation. The only thing worse than Thomas's being right about something like this were the almost unheard-of occasions when he was wrong, at which point he could become extremely difficult for a mere archbishop to put up with.
"No, Fraidman, we're actually a bit early," he admitted.
"Fancy that now," Thomas murmured.
Kinnear very carefully failed to hear the comment.
"So now what do we do, Your Eminence?" the valet asked after a moment.
"We poke our heads outside and see what the weather looks like,"
Kinnear said, gathering up the bullseye lantern, and proceeded to do just that. He had to crouch as he approached the mouth of the tunnel. As nearly as he'd been able to determine from his explorations, the tunnel through which he was now making his way had been driven, probably, many years after the main mine had been abandoned. It had come from the outside, and he wondered how the people digging it had reacted when they'd broken through and discovered that someone else had already dug out the coal they'd hoped to discover.